We are well into the season of the Epiphany. And in the liturgical calendar, we have entered what the church normally refers to as ordinary time. But I would suggest that there's really nothing ordinary about these times. Because today, the third Sunday after the Epiphany, there's a special emphasis on the week of prayer for Christian unity. Christian unity. How do we define that? In Paul's letter to the Corinthians, he used the image of the human body to describe how connected we are in the church. And he sent a clear message about unity, which is still relevant to us today. He encouraged the Corinthian Christians to be active witnesses in proclaiming their faith. And we are also reminded that members of the church are not limited to those who listen to the Word of God, as we are all members of Christ's body. We know from the scripture reading that Paul's congregation in Corinth was a fractured group. It was a divided group. So if you've ever been part of a church family experiencing dissension or division, you are in good company. This letter is Paul's appeal for unity, reminding the Corinthian Christians that there is more that unites them than what separates or divides them. And I suggest that this message is still relevant for the whole church. The words of Paul are still resonating with Christians everywhere. And we too must take a good look at what that means in our personal ministry and our personal circumstances, in our work in the parish, or in the work in the community and beyond. Paul also reminded the Corinthians of their baptism, that we are all brothers and sisters, one in the Spirit, one in the Lord, one in mission. And he also explained that there's a place for everyone in Christ's church, no exceptions. All are welcome, and we too must listen to this advice as we discern our priorities for Christian service in our neighborhood and beyond. We must also seek opportunities to collaborate across Christian denominations and learn to work ecumenically. You are probably aware that the church is often perceived as a hierarchy with bishops, with clergy and laity, and run by boards and committees. And we have our share of committees here at St. George and Young, and everywhere. Working groups, pilot projects. But St. Paul offers a different image, the body of Christ, in which every member, each with her or his own gifts, every member is valued, and where each of us clearly understands our Christian vocation. Paul reminds us that as the body of Christ, each person is differently gifted. So let us celebrate the unity in our diversity, for we acknowledge that at the foot of the cross, we are all the same. We are all sinners in need of God's grace. I must say, however, that as I reflected on the scripture readings for today, the Old Testament lesson provided a perspective on unity. For the reading from the book of the prophet Nehemiah reminds us that the Word of God unites us in prayer and in worship. We learn from the writing of the prophet that the people took the Word of God seriously and treated the scripture with due respect. As was read this morning, the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. Nehemiah 8 and verse 3. And we are told, when Ezra opened the book, the Bible, all the people stood up. That comes from verse 5 of Nehemiah chapter 8. We too must bear in mind that the Holy Scripture is not a novel. True, we have been blessed with intellectual gifts, but at the same time, we acknowledge that there are holy mysteries which transcend human understanding, and much of this is revealed through the study of Scripture. Yes, my friends, the Word of God unites us, for we serve the same God, as we are reminded in Paul's letter to the Ephesians. This is what Paul wrote: there is one body and one spirit. Just as you were called to the one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in all. And you'd recognize that from Ephesians 4, verses 4 to 6. My friends, the church recalls the lives and witnesses of its saints. The lives and witnesses of its saints as examples in our daily walk with Christ. And the week of prayer for Christian unity is marked by two commemorations. First of all, the feast of the Confession of St. Peter, which we marked last Tuesday, January the 18th. And this started the week of prayer for Christian unity. And this week, we are reminded that Peter's confession, acknowledging Jesus as the Christ, the Son of the living God, is a common confession that unites Christians of every time and every place. At the end of the week of prayer for Christian unity, the church will celebrate the conversion of Paul. And this is next Tuesday. Paul's conversion record is associated, Paul's pre-conversion record is associated with the persecution of the Christian community. However, biblical scholars have suggested that Paul's conversion is one of the most significant conversions, as Paul has been given credit for his leadership in spreading the gospel to the surrounding areas. And the account of Paul's dramatic conversion, written in the book of Acts, is quite familiar to many, as Paul experienced a change in his heart and his behavior towards a Christian community which he had formerly persecuted. We know that his letters to the various churches encourage unity. So his conversion is associated with the week of prayer for Christian unity. This week of prayer is celebrated annually during the 8-day period between the feast days of Peter and Paul. And the theme for this year goes something like this, very familiar words: we saw the star in the east, and we came to worship him. And this speaks to the world's urgent need for solidarity and transformation in the face of political, in the face of economic, and in the face of social turmoil. Every year, Christians from a different host country choose a theme and prepare draft texts for the week. And this includes a scripture text for use worldwide. In 2022, this year, these resources have been prepared by the Middle East Council of Churches based in Beirut, Lebanon. And these are used for local adaptation. And we are thankful for these resources, some of which you would have noticed have been integrated into our worship today. And the Canadian resources have been provided under the auspices of the Canadian Council of Churches. So during this week, there have been opportunities for ecumenical worship everywhere, including our local neighborhoods. Most have provided an option to join virtually. So continue to watch for details. And if you are interested and have not yet participated, Please check our weekly update for more details on what's happening in the community and beyond. I'm sure that you would agree with me that the unity of the church is critical in the mission of God, as this places emphasis on the whole body of Christ working together for the common good. Here is a paraphrase of some ideas from the Week of Prayer Resources. Today, we live with divisions, even as we yearn for the unity promised and commissioned by Christ. The long and often painful history of Christianity has divided our churches for theological, liturgical, and political reasons. Many Christians now strive to heal these divisions and at the same time honor our diversity through ecumenical dialogue, common action, and relationship building. They also come together to pray for unity, joining Christ in his prayer to the Father. And that's a paraphrase of some of the resources provided by the Canadian Christian Council, Canadian Council of Churches, under the auspices of the World Council. So here's a challenge for each of us today. How about revisiting the words of Jesus, the writings of Paul and the prophet Nehemiah? Then challenge ourselves to learn and to do more about Christian unity. To learn and to do more about working together across various denominations with people who might interpret the scripture slightly different from us, people who might worship a little differently, people who may place different emphasis on what the gospel means to us, because we're all one faith, one Lord, one baptism. Let us pray. Gracious God, may your Holy Spirit enable us to remove the barriers dividing us. May suspicions disappear, hatreds cease, and divisions healed, so that we might live in unity as one body of Christ. Amen.